on the last episode of Day by Day, we saw that in 1 Samuel 13, King Saul disobeyed God's word when others started running away from him, heading for the hills. And that was Saul's excuse for disobeying God's word. Another excuse that Saul gives for abandoning God's word was that the enemy was starting to gather around him. And so what we see in this is that we need a king over us who trusts the word of God, even when the enemy gathers around us. The text tells us that the Philistines had 30,000 chariots, 6,000 men on horses, and ground troops that were innumerable, and that they were encamped at Michmash. Well, that's where Saul was previously, and perhaps that's why the Philistines went there initially. But Saul's not there now, but he can see the growing tide of Philistines over the horizon. After all, they were not that far away from where Saul was. And so I get it. No one likes to stand alone. No one enjoys watching people run away because they don't think you can overcome the situation or because they don't think you know what you are doing. And it's usually at this point, when people scatter away from us and the enemy starts to gather around us, that we get antsy and we feel like we have to do something, anything other than wait on the Lord. So Saul realizes that his forces are getting depleted. His forces are too weak, too scared for him to be able to do anything about the enemy. And what we see is that Saul believes that his reign depends upon the strength of others, the strength and the might of the army around him, and the weakness of the enemy in front of him. But this is what makes David such a better king than Saul, which is what we will see in 2 Samuel. But I can do you one even better. Jesus is a better king than David. Jesus does not abandon God's word, even when the enemy gathers around him. One of my favorite all-time words of Jesus comes when the enemy is gathering around him at his betrayal. And Jesus says this to them, "This is your hour and the power of darkness." It may not sound like much, but this is actually a declaration of power and authority from Jesus. He's telling the enemy that they have a fixed amount of time before the power of God rains down on the power of darkness. Jesus, in the moment that the enemy surrounds him, time and time again, looks the enemy in the face and shows that he is unflinchingly committed to God's word. What a man, what a savior, what a king that we get to follow day by day. As you pray today, please remember Rama Bakchun, our changemaker missionary in Myanmar, and also remember Donnie Parrish, LifeWords Executive Director.